I'm Carol Hills with The World. President Trump has made cracking down on immigration a priority since he was sworn in, and his zero tolerance policy and the family separations that followed have dominated the headlines lately. But this next story is about a lesser known aspect of the U.S. government's immigration bureaucracy. It's called Operation Janus, and basically it's a government task force that reviews the cases of naturalized U.S. citizens to find out whether their applications contained false information. The task force dates back to the Obama administration, but it's been given more resources under President Trump. And that's raised concerns among immigration advocates and naturalized citizens. The World's Shirin Jafari has been looking into the story. Shirin, what have you found out?
Okay, Carol, let's go back to 2008 for a second. At that time, the government was still in full counterterrorism mode, right? And one employee at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection was doing some research on countries that were, quote, of interest to the U.S. And then he found that over the years, about 500 immigrants had managed to get citizenships or green cards, even though they had deportation orders, meaning that the court had told them they're not eligible to stay in the U.S. and that they have to leave the country.
But they got U.S. citizenship anyway? How did that happen?
So every time an immigrant applies for U.S. citizenship, they have to go through a background check. The USCIS, the government agency that's responsible for citizenship application, checks their fingerprints against at least two repositories, one at the FBI and the other at the Department of Homeland Security. New applicants have their fingerprints digitized, so it's quick and fairly easy to do this background check. But back in the early 1990s, for example, fingerprints were not digitized. They were taken down on paper. So it was more of an effort to do these background checks. That's why sometimes some flawed cases fell through the cracks. And for example, in one instance, someone used a different name to get citizenship, and the system wasn't set up to detect that.
So did that raise concern?
Yeah, and the Obama administration at that time realized that this is a problem. They set up a system to digitize fingerprints, and they started this task force to look into previous cases. And then we get to today, when the Trump administration just last month announced that they're putting more resources into this task force, and they're going to look into old cases to find out if any of them have any flaws in them. It's going to set up a new office in California, and it's hiring dozens of immigration lawyers to look into the records.
So have they found many cases of fraud so far?
No, not really. An official from the USCIS said that the agency has flagged 2,500 potential fraudulent cases, and 100 of those cases have been forwarded to the Department of Justice to start the denaturalization process, meaning revoking somebody's naturalization or citizenship.
You mentioned the denaturalization process. How easy is it for the government to revoke someone's citizenship?
When someone becomes a U.S. citizen, in the eyes of the law, they have the same rights as native-born citizens. So if the government thinks that it has a case against someone, it believes that somebody should lose their citizenship, then it has to file a court case against them. That person gets to fight the case in court, and it's important to point out that only a judge can order someone's citizenship removed. This is something that James Levine emphasized when I spoke with him last week. He is a lawyer and represents one of the two people who currently have cases pending in the courts. He said that when the government flags you as somebody who should lose their citizenship, that's not necessarily the end of your citizenship.
The government does not present your case when they make the claim. The government does not present your case when they file the lawsuit. You must present your own case.
He says you should get help from immigration lawyers, and if you can't afford the legal fees, then there are organizations that offer pro bono help.
How often does the U.S. government revoke someone's citizenship or denaturalize them?
I spoke with Amanda Frost about this. She teaches law at American University. She said that there was a period of time in the 1940s, 50s, and even early 60s when the government did revoke citizenship more often. This was part of the Cold War, the Red Scare. But later, the Supreme Court said, no, the government can't take away somebody's citizenship unless they renounce it themselves, or it's proven in court that the person obtained the citizenship through some kind of fraud.
After that case, which was decided in 1967, the government slowed down its denaturalization almost to a stop. I would say of a few dozen cases a year at most, usually war criminals, serious criminals, or examples of fraud that were very serious and recent. So this is quite unusual.
So is the concern here that having President Trump reinvigorate this task force and give it more resources, that we're kind of going back to a time of when people were concerned about having their citizenship stripped away, often for political reasons?
Well, even the USCIS says that we are going to see a rise in the number of cases that are brought to court because they now have the resources and they have lawyers working on this. And this worries Amanda Frost, for example, the law professor.
There's a fear that if the government has a program that's up and running looking for people to denaturalize, one could fear that they would pursue people they didn't like. And that's not just paranoia that makes me say that. That is actually what the government did back in the 1940s and 50s. So there's some history of abuse of the denaturalization process that makes us concerned about its use today.
Just to be clear, Carol, since 2016, when all this started, just one person has lost their citizenship. And even that worries Frost. She also wonders if this is a good use of government time and resources, especially at a time when we already have such a big backlog in our immigration system.
Interesting story. The World's Shirin Jafari. Thanks for the update.
You're welcome, Carol.